Why do we so much struggle to remain faithful? Why do we so much struggle to remain faithful? That is one of the questions as every believer at a point in time will ask himself. Since we are already saved, and heaven is guaranteed in our own understanding to us, then why do we then struggle to remain saved? Why do we, not to remain saved, why do we struggle then? Since we have given our life to Christ, why do we have to keep praying, keep gathering, keep fasting, keep studying, keep meditating? Why? Since we're already saved, then why? Why does this happen to us? And I'm here to give you three different reasons. Number one, because we can lose what we have. I'm going to give you three answers. Because we can lose what we have. You can lose whatever you think you have gotten. It is highly possible for one to lose their salvation. Highly possible. In fact, if care is not taken, it is easy to lose the salvation. Can you remember the first gift that you received? Can you remember the first gift you received in your entire life? Gifts, yes. Physical gifts. You can't remember, right? You even should know where it is. Because if you can't remember what it is, you can't even know where it is. Is that correct? Salvation is a gift given to us by God. So you can lose it. Not because God intends for you to lose it, but because we can push ourselves to the level whereby we lose that salvation. So it's important to understand this. So when you ask yourself, why do we so much struggle to remain faithful? It is because, number one, because we can lose what we think we have. Number two, we are constantly under attack. We are constantly under attack over that thing that we have. Salvation is free. You didn't pay any money for it. So also the devil whispering in your ear is free. So number one, because we can lose what we have. Number two, we are constantly under attack. Now number three, as we grow, the enemy also grows. These are three powerful points that ought to change your life. Number one, because we can lose what we have received. And we're going to look into scriptures about this. We can lose what we have received. Let's go to the book of John 15. John 15 verse 1. I believe this is going to be a blessing to so many of us, because I think to Brother Michael it will be like a review to him. John 15 verse 1. He said, I am the true... Give me NLT and NIV. Something very important. He said, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. You know what it means? He is the... I'm going to use the best scenario here. Jesus is the mango tree, for example. Then the Father is the gardener. You know what they call the gardener? Someone that looks after something. Is that correct? So the Father is the one that looks after the mango tree. So I'm replacing the grapevine with mango tree, so that to help us understand to an extent. Now, but there's a beautiful reason why God used the grapevine. But we're not going to go depth into that. He said, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. Next verse. He cuts off every branch. Now, listen to this. He cuts off every branch, which means the branch was once in. Eh? To cut off something means that it was once with you. So he said, he cut off every branch of mine. Every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do not bear fruit, so they will produce even more that do bear fruit. So God puts more attention in every branch that bears fruit, so that they can produce more. For example, if you have two business, and you invested 10 million naira in those business, each of them 10 million naira, and one seems to perform more, better than the other, to an extent, you will give attention to the one that is failing to revive it. But if that one persists on not being revived, you focus, no matter how much you are paying attention on this one that is not revived, you pay more attention on the one that is already revived, the one that is yielding fruit, because you don't want that one to close up. Because that one becomes the main source of what you're using to sustain the weak one. So no matter how much you are investing in this one, you are conscious not to affect the one that is bearing fruit. And that one that is bearing fruit is the one you pay more attention so that it can bear more. So if you had one name called Mango Enterprise Yamhead, for example. Now, Mango Enterprise Yamhead is not doing well. Then Mango Enterprise Orange Head. I don't know why I picked these funny names. Mango Enterprise Orange Head is doing well. Now, you not open another branch of Mango Enterprise Yamhead. You open one branch of Mango Enterprise Orange Head. So that, because this name seems to be selling. I mean, they are doing the same thing, but you invested the same amount of money. But this one is yielding more. So you will now pay more attention on this one. Does that make sense? He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruits, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruits, so they will produce even more. Next verse. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. So what purifies any Christian and allows a Christian to remain faithful in the word of God is the word they receive. The word of God is what purifies every believer. So any believer that does not have the word of God loses his nutrients. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continue to believe in him. That is the direct translation of the Greek. So whosoever continue. So it is, believing in God is not something you do once. It's something every single morning you believe. It's a continuous process, because you can follow. That's why the Bible says men ought to always pray. What happened to the one you are praying for? Why is it saying that men ought to always pray? Does it mean that the first time you pray, you ask everything you want? Because you can open the door and the enemy will come and close the door. Some people say, man of God, I had a vision. I saw my husband dying. And later my husband died. What happened? I prayed. I said, it's not about the prayer. You prayed. But did you receive from the Father that the victory has been won? You prayed and assumed by faith, which is correct, by faith that it has been answered. Wonderful. But the enemy is not dead. So the enemy can renew. In this situation, that's what they call renewal process. The reason why you don't like milk in the market or pig milk is because whenever the first supply finishes, they will renew another one. In fact, if there is no milk in your shop, you will call for more renewal, more products. So the enemy renews. When they come and they see that which they have done, you have undone it, they will go and renew with a greater charm. That is why men ought to always pray and not faint. This is the reason why we study, to maintain what we have received. Somebody was sharing with me one day. She said, in my workplace, they are tormenting me. They are doing this. This boss is doing this. My boss is doing this. My boss is frustrating me. And I was like, you're a Christian. Your boss cannot frustrate you. How can your boss frustrate you? He said, I don't know. This person feels like a witch or wizard. What have you done? I prayed my best. No, there's nothing like I prayed my best. It's because you don't know the principle on how to table someone's name before God and ask God to judge. Somebody told me, said in our school, oh, we can't pray. We can't pray because the VC is not a Christian. The VC is a Muslim. I said, the VC is actually under you. Because you're a Christian. Do you understand this? You're a Christian. And he's an unbeliever. Who has superior authority? You! If he's a Christian that does not believe in God, it's a different thing. There is some... But this one is an unbeliever. Which means you can just go and reprogram his mind. And if two of you pray, who will God hear first? You, that you're a Christian. But we don't see it in that light. Most of us are struggling, not because God is not willing to assist, it's because we don't understand his patterns. And the Bible says you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given to you. What purifies a believer is the word of God. Any believer that lacks the word of God, that lacks the speech of God, that lacks the message of God, that lacks the Son of God, is not purified. And that believer can lose his salvation. That is the point I want you to understand here. I told you that three things are the reasons why you ask yourself the question, why do we so much struggle to remain faithful? One, because we can lose what we have. And the Bible said that any tree, any branch that does not bear fruit will be cut out. So if you are a branch that is about to be cut out, it then means that you are once saved. It then means that you were once saved. And God is saying that the Father, not Jesus, the Father is saying that Jesus is telling you that the Father will cut you, not Jesus will cut you out. Jesus is the one that redeems you. The Father has the right to cut you out. So Jesus is saying, see, my brother, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now my Father be the gardener. For me, I don't want you to lose. But there is a problem here. I'm not one that oversees myself. There is a gardener, and his own is to see that you don't bear fruit. As for Jesus, he will supply the nutrients. If you are connected to a mango tree, the same nutrient that sustains the mango tree is the same nutrient that sustains you. So whatever sustains Christ is in you. So if you get to a road and you say you don't know what to do, it's because you don't know what sustains you. If you get to a river and you can't cross, it's not that to cross it is not possible. It's because you don't know what sustains you. Elisha understood what sustained him. And he came, he replicated what he saw his master doing. And he got the same results. The thing is that when you come to the crossroad, you allow the earth to interpret your situation. Jesus' time, the challenge was he walked on water. This one on fire now. I want to walk on fire. You forgot that he is still the one that consumes all fire. They call him the consuming fire, which means that he consumes fire, which means that he acknowledges that there are other fire, but his own is the one that consumes the one you are seeing. So don't allow the world to determine what you are seeing. Change what you are seeing to align with the world. Then you will see the defeat that is in that one. I don't know if you catch this one. When you come and you see challenge in your life, you are seeing it's challenge. Your boss is always threatening you, but he doesn't want to sack you. But he's always threatening you. Now, in the scripture, the Bible never said your boss is threatening you. The Bible said that when Moses came to the Red Sea, he asked of God, and God said, strike the Red Sea, and it will make way. Bring that. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this to your boss, so I'm just teaching. Now, assume that boss is the Red Sea. The staff you will use to strike is the stream, the word of God that runs like a stream in you. The vine. You are the vine, remember. So if you are the if Jesus Christ is the vine and you are connected to the vine, the same strength that runs through the vine runs through you. So when you see a challenge, all you need to do is to remember that the same water, the same root, the same nutrients that the vine draws, it is the same nutrient that you receive. Thereby, you have the same authority to cast out that challenge. Because whatever affects the tree also affects the vine. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me borrow you. Please. Let me borrow you. Now, I'm going to give you an illustration. I'm sorry, can you be like this? Just Now, that I'm sorry I'm using for this example, but just for better understanding. Now, Sister Chinayen now here is the tree. Now, this is where you are, for example. this place is different from here, but all of them are both hands. Is that correct? This is called the wrist, hand, fingers, nails, but all this makes up the whole hand. Is that correct? Now this is Jesus. We are the branches that are attached to Jesus. Is that correct? Now, where is this tree getting its blood flow? Okay, where is this hand getting its blood flow from? From Jesus. Where is the fingernails getting their blood flow from? The same tree. Now, if I cut this hand out, where will this hand be getting its blood flow? Nowhere. There is no source anymore. So, if you are attached to the vine and someone is threatening the vine, this entire body will supply enough energy, which is called my grace is sufficient, will supply enough energy to defend the hand. Because if this hand is cut off, this hand, this whole body is affected. But Jesus is saying that I don't want my body to be affected because I am not the one that cut off. It's not even the devil that cut off, but the Father that cut off. Are you seeing it? As for Jesus, he doesn't want to cut off. But as for the Father, he has to cut off. Because if this hand is dry, if you leave it, it will start affecting this one. For example, there is some accident you might have. They will say they need to cut off your leg or your hand. Like, they don't cut it off, it might start decaying to affect other parts. So in order for the Father to save the tree, the Father has to cut it off. Then you start finding another thing that will supply you, and nothing else can supply you except Christ. God, thank you very much. Can we celebrate her for that? So the Bible is saying, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. So it is the word of God that prunes and purifies. Next scripture, please. Now, he said, remain in me and I will remain in you. Because that Jesus, that tree, cannot move to another place. Hello. That mango tree that we're using, for example, now, that is Jesus, cannot move to another place. So the only way he can remain in you is if you remain in him. Remember that these people were once people that believed in Christ, prayed in tongues, interpreted tongues, prophesied, walk with the gift of miracles and signs and wonders. And God is saying that if you do not bear fruit, that the Father will cut you out. He now says, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruits if it is removed from the vine. So that means that if you're a Christian, your entire source of living is in Christ. So if you go 2 days without studying the word of God, you are losing your fruitfulness. So, and in order to multiply and grow, you need to hear the word. Because the word of God is the life-giving source that flows to that branch. So it is safe to say that the blood of Jesus Christ is the word of God in this context. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain. Give me the next verse, please. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain. He's talking about that those. See, if he said those who remain, it then means that some will live. But this one that are living, we are once with him. Which means it's easier for a believer to lose his salvation. Jesus is not saying you are not one sees. That's why when they come and they say, we did a miracle in your name, we healed the sick. We made the people say, get behind me, I don't even know you. Who are you? Lawless human beings. He's not actually lying. The funny thing is that most people, when they get cut off from the branch, they don't even know they are cut off already. Because sin began to be natural realm for you. So people kill their conscience that when they read the Bible, they will choose what they want to believe in the Bible. You are telling somebody, look at what is written in the Bible. He said, forget that thing. This man of God said, look at, see the Bible is here. He said, I know the Bible talking, but this man of God said, you're like, I don't understand Jesus or the man of God, but the man of God said, when someone now said the man of God said, how would you now start winning the argument? And they don't know. Then eventually they start closing the Bible. Then they begin to dwell on, the man of God said, my papa said, my mentor said, that brother James said, brother Peter said. What did the word of God say? Brother Peter said. That it's because of that brother Peter said that many of us have lost our salvation without even knowing. And the man of God said, we can't lose our salvation. My brother, sin no longer exists, so fornicate, nothing shall happen. The Bible said that these people that indulge in this kind of sin will not enter the kingdom of heaven. No, Pastor James said. And maybe on that day before Pastor James died, you say, oh Lord, I've sinned against you, have mercy. Then he entered heaven. Then when you enter hell, you are busy looking for Pastor James. Pastor James ever. Then he now be in heaven and say, dear beloved, well, I go do that deal. Because if there is any means to enter heaven, you will enter dragon, come down. That is why we don't follow men, because men might change. But God is unchangeable. When you source your strength from the true vine, you can be broken. Kainama eleno sovla elepati kanana. He said, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruits. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Next verse, please. He said, anyone who does not remain. You see, I love the way the Bible talks. He explained it to you in detail. He said, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. That is the hellfire you're talking about. Are you one of the branches that is falling off? It is time to repent. You know, one of the questions is, have you ever really asked yourself, if the alarm sound now, if the trumpet sound now, where will you be going? It's a question most people find it hard to, I know now, I'm going to enter heaven. But if you actually sit down and ask, the sounds now, where will you be? You see, the Bible said that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, would that day you confess, do you really believe in your heart? Or because Chiedu and Chisomu are going, and while they are confessing, you are looking at Chiedu, you can't give your life to Christ. I don't want. My Lord, my God. Okay, dear, where's your? I give you my life. I give you my heart, everything. Holy Ghost, come inside of me. Holy Ghost, come inside of me. Take my life. You will touch you and say, Chinebi, give me your life to Christ. Say, hey, now they give. Take my life. You will raise your voice. You see, that confession is not valuable. It's not valid. Because the spirit that we deal with is the spirit that searches the hearts. And when that spirit comes and searches the heart, nothing begins in the heart. The confession is just mere words. The Bible says that you must believe in your heart, then confess with your mouth. You see, we have made it so easy that believing is like, I believe in one God. I believe God. That no, there is more to it. When you come before Him, that means you accept you don't know the way, that there is a being that knows the way. You accept you can't find the way, but Jesus knows the way. So you have come to find the way through Him. But some of us have come to Jesus to show Jesus the way. That is why you choose what favors you in the Bible and talk about it. You tell brother, this thing you are doing is wrong. Don't judge me. That shall not judge. So that, no, it's not judging, it's correcting. You are mistaking correction from judgment. And you mistake rebuke for judgment. Why are you
Why are you condemning me? Even the Holy Ghost does not condemn. The Holy Ghost cannot condemn, but he can convict. So assuming I'm the Holy Ghost, I'm convicting you. The Bible says we should pray for all believers around the world. The Bible said that such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. Such branches will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That is why every day, every believer must sit down and prune himself. Scan through your spiritual self. And begin to, the Bible said, he said, search me. Search me. If there is anything in me that does not glorify you, take it away. When was the last time you allowed the Holy Ghost search? Some of you, when the Holy Ghost prove you on something, say, ah, this is not, he said, don't worry, grace covers it. You see, because we know that no human being is perfect, we accept our weakness as part of us. No! No! The reason why you could identify your weakness is not so that you can accept the weakness, it's so that you can do something about the weakness. But the Bible says that you can't do anything except he is in you. What is that weakness that you have not yielded to God? Some people believe, you see, the only weakness I have is that I watch pornography. That is it. That is my weakness. The only weakness is even God knows. So I'm not 100%, I'm 99. God is not looking for 99, he wants 100. Hey. You see, the standard of God is 100%. It was only his grace and his mercy that made you worthy of that percent. But he now asks you, shall we continue sinning that grace abide more? So it is when you discover that thing that is a weakness in you that you begin to work on it. Don't go to therapy and discover your weakness. Therapy will not help you. Except it's a Christian therapy. A therapist will say, you say, I don't know, I feel stressed. And you now question and say, feel stressed. One of the things that help me when I'm stressed is I masturbate. You masturbate? You say, what is that? You say, oh, let me teach you. How is the therapy helping you now? And when you are done, you come and say, how do you feel now? You say, I feel good. My brother, you have entered another level of demon. We must come to the end that only the word of God can search the heart of a man and heal the wound of a man. If that weakness is in you, my brother, fight it. Hey, Jesus. I don't know what is your own weakness. I'm not talking about weakness here. I'm talking about that. The reason why, you know, the topic is, why do we so much struggle to remain faithful? And I told you, number one is because we can lose what we have received. Then number two, we are constantly under attack. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 verse 8. We are constantly under attack. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. It says, stay alert. Stay alert. Watch out for your great Jesus. He didn't say watch out for your enemy. You know, when the Bible calls someone your enemy, he's making it look like easy. But when he emphasizes on how strong that enemy is, then it's something you need to pay more attention to. He says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Looking. That means he's not a lion. But that means constantly he's moving. Constantly he's moving. Constantly he's moving. Looking for who he may devour. That means he has the power to devour. He said, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil. I love this. You know, this one says stays alert. NLT says stays alert. But NIV made it more easier for me. He said, be alert and sober. That means do not be drunk on anything. Do not be intoxicated with anything that does not glorify God. Because on that day that you are enjoying yourself and you become drunk, the enemy will come. You see, that enemy that could not, you see what happened to Noah, after they finished everything, victory, he got drink, got drunk, was naked, and one of his sons came and saw him naked. What happened to that son? You see the curse. Just because the father was drunk, the drunkenness of the father brought forth a curse. But if Noah was sober, the enemy wouldn't have come. If Noah was sober, the enemy could not have clutched him. And the son, being the, he was of the word, so some of the word particles entered. You know, he was only saved because he believed the father. He was not saved because he was righteous. He was saved because he believed the father. The commandment, the thing was that whoever enters into that ark will be saved, not whoever believed in God. The condition was whoever entered into the ark. That ark is like a free gift. None of them labored for the ark. None of them built the ark. None of them gave the prophecy. Their only job to do, your only job to do is to believe that you can enter the ark and to remain in the ark for that number of years. And in this realm, when you enter the ark, is the body of Christ. You must remain there till Jesus comes. Because there will be no rainbow that will show itself and say, I will not destroy you. That time we'll see the rainbows of fire that will rain down fire upon the earth. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Jesus. He said, we are human now. Remember, I'm talking about, we are constantly under attack. And he said, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. Next verse. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning, to destroy false arguments. You see, this, I told you that the realm of mind is a realm of warfare. So the reason why you must hold on to that thing that you have received is so that the enemy does not take it away from you. Because if the enemy is able to build an imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you do nothing to subdue that imagination, the enemy will take charge of it. Our same brother that drift away from, man of God, is drinking a sin. He said, drink, but don't get drunk. The Bible said so. And they start drinking. Then after they were drinking, finally led into one thing, met one lady, fell into sin. Ah, man of God, I've sinned against God. The genuine repentance, the Holy Ghost convicts him. Oh yeah, my brother, God has prayed for you, set you free, forget about the sin, don't think about it. The Lord has set you free, you have renounced the sin, don't allow the devil to use it against you again. He said, but I can still drink. Don't drink. He said, but it's not a sin now. They drink again. Fell into the same temptation. Came back again. Man of God, it has happened again. Because you're a man of God, you have to love. You can't beat, you can't flog. But I've learned that you can flog cane, you can use cane. That even in the court law is allowed. Yeah? Flog a child in the way he will grow. Flog a child in the way he will grow. And when he grows, he will not depart from it. The training in Africa culture to train a child is to flog a child. And he went back again and fell into it. Then he said, no need of coming again. That this man of God will feel like I am not worthy. It's not about the man of God. And I said, let me continue when I am done. From there, he went into different psalms. One psalm and two psalms and ended like that. Now he's so far in the world that he can't bring him close anymore. And now, what if the life of that brother is taken from him this very second as I'm speaking to you? How did he start? You see, the devil does not come and tempt you with big sins. The devil knows that if you come with big sins like adultery, you will feel like, if it comes with big sins like fornication, you'll be like, nah. You start with those things that you consider as little sin. You start lying. So people ask questions and say, man of God, kissing relationship, is there a sin? My brother, is a sin. Big sin. Kissing is a sin in a relationship. Big sin. Fat one. Bench press sin. One of our habits is, did the Bible say you should kiss? Say, kiss one another with that. See, the moment you do that one, there is something in you that tells you you are wrong. Who told you? Was I there? Your body does not belong to you except your husband. As a man, your body does not belong except your wife. So the moment you are in relationship with a boy and a girl, are you going to marry? Say, we are courtship, cuddling. There's no cuddling in courtship. The sin is the same. We should have caught it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because that time you are touching a property that does not belong to you. You see, marriage, when you are married, I don't know why I'm talking about this, my brothers and sisters. Maybe there's someone that is watching me now that needs it. Marriage is a deposit. When you are married, when you meet your wife, you deposit a blessing and you receive a blessing. When you are not married and you meet a brother and a sister, you are receiving demonic things. No good virtue enters. Discussed already. The you people now, you now get married to that brother that you slept with. You are married already in the spirit realm. You have been recognized as married couples. Because your body does not belong to you. So the moment you die, there's a transition in the spirit. And now you are married. So if you come to a man of God after you say you are married, that man of God is not lying. You are married in the spirit realm. So if you are saying, yeah, I'm not married though. I'm not married. What do you know is marriage? It's the coming together of two persons to become one. You have already known somebody else in the spirit. Until you are separated from that person, my brother, you are married. You have what they call spiritual husband and spiritual wife. That is how they came. Praise the Lord Jesus. Other is the man of football kind of. That weakness submitted to God. Only He can break it. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says something. I talked about the third one is that as we grow, the enemy also grows. The Bible said that we are not ignorant of the device of the enemies. We are not ignorant. See, let me tell you. Do you remember during our father's time? One of the best weapon you have is either spear or matchet. And whoever has a very sharp matchet is considered a strong warrior. And whoever can throw a spear is strong. Is that correct? Now, let's go to war. Give me a gun. Take spear. Who will win? Do I even need to fast? You, your spear, you need to go and learn how to throw. My own is just how to shape, point and shoot. My own is like killing animals. They say point and kill fish. So my own is just point and shoot. So there was a video that went viral at time. Martial arts versus modern arts. And the man came and did quack, 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 quack. This snake, this monkey, and and the modern man. The young man spent 2 years in training, 7 years learning taekwondo, 5 years learning kung fu. Then, okay, 5 minutes to charge, and 2 seconds to die. And the guy that killed him, maybe just wish he didn't do it. He said, you know, maybe with pot belly, no exercise. Praise the Lord Jesus. I just want you to understand what I'm saying. Are you getting the point here? So these things are important because they help us in our daily activities and they bless us. I don't know why you will keep taking me offline and online. So the Bible is saying that we use God's mighty weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. So it's important that we come to this understanding because this thing is going to bless us mightily. So when next you ask yourself, why do we so much struggle to remain faithful? Why do we so much struggle to remain loyal to God? Why? It's because we can lose what we have received. Number two is because we are constantly under attack. So it's not okay to say, I am saved now. I'm saved. That is all. Whoever, see, the Bible said that he destroyed the power of sin, which means that he did not destroy sin itself. It's the power of sin over you that was destroyed. And God gave you power to overcome sin, which means you cannot now say as a Christian that you didn't know when you did it. It's a lie. But the moment you take alcohol when doing it, but you knew when you were taking what? The alcohol. I told you before that the moment you think that two bottles make you drunk, honestly, it's not two bottles that made you to start being drunk. Half started. You see, before you could tell that this is, now you are drunk. Before you could say, I'm drunk. Why I stop drinking? As you are talking, you were drunk before. You were drunk like 30 before you knew you were drunk. That time you think you knew you were drunk, it was when it started manifesting. The deposit has been registered. So it's when it started manifesting, you stood up and you couldn't walk straight. You say, hey, all the command achieve. No, another attack that started since. Praise the Lord Jesus. It started since. Just like it took you 30 minutes to 40 minutes to understand that it has started. You know, it's funny when people come and say 12 crates of drinks does not, no, 12 bottles, it's one more. It's only 13. How do you know you are drunk? When you are drinking, all of a sudden you start cracking joke. Who is speaking with you? Who is cracking the joke? Who is giving you the reading? Then you now start talking about the golden days. Who took you there? How do I know? I've seen them. They will start talking something that is not relevant. You are talking about how probably you are talking about business with them. Then I start saying, hi, this Nigeria self. What brought Nigeria in the business deal? Like, what happened? How come? How did we leave from this business deal? And we went to Nigeria. Then from there, we entered Kenya. Then Ghana. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's important that we understand that we can lose whatever we think we have. So we have to remain. And to remain with God has to do with constant studying of the Word of God. Constant studying of the Word of God. There are our brothers that are out there that have lost it. There are brothers that are out there that have lost it. There are our sisters out there that have lost it. There is nothing shameful. Don't say, I made a mistake, I lost. No, see, if you find the weakness, tell it to God. Today I spoke to someone for about 2 to 3 hours. He was just pouring out so many things. I told him, I said, this is not what we can talk on the phone. I have to meet you one-on-one. Over 3 hours. Some of them had to go to therapy, paid so huge amount of money to pay to therapy just so that someone could hear them. And I said, see, this thing is just misunderstanding. You did not understand this and understand this thing happened. It's funny thing that the one that is doing therapy will not really advise you in a Christian way, except you get a Christian therapy. But be a Christian therapy and you don't make any money. Praise the Lord Jesus. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.